46. The power vested in me. When the barrage arrived, Miss Hackendotter watched it cut through her ranks, and she screamed with rage as the guild soldiers scattered. The tincture that had been used to bind them also weakened their brains, sometimes in unpredictable ways. Despite the training, they were now like mice fleeing from some discovered hidey-hole. "Form ranks!" she shouted, to no avail. She instructed Grace to herd them like cattle, so the dog snapped at their heels. "Form ranks!" She began to chase them and pull them into formation, smacking several with her metal hand. The moment she let one go, he ran. Panic had set in. She didn't have time to execute each and every one of them. A hasty retreat was her only option. She leapt from the trench and ran from the oncoming enemy, Grace at her heels. Wagons and barricades had been blown to pieces by the attack, and the farther she went, the thicker was the smoke. Guns fired from behind her, a good sign. She was at least going in the right direction. She jumped a dead horse and landed in an open crater. It had been cleared by a shell blast. Something large was moving in front of her, and when the wind blew the smoke away, she saw one of the giant metal soldiers looking down at the body of Typhon. He had bested Typhon. The man's helmet was off, and she was shocked to see his face, so childlike, on the body of an adult enclosed in a giant suit of armor. Seeing her, he raised his head. "You," he said. "I know you. I remember you." He pointed his metal finger at her, as though he'd caught a mischievous child. "Miss Hackendotter, by the power vested in me, I declare you under arrest." It was the oddest thing she'd heard all day. The boy thing actually recognized her, and he was arresting her. She laughed, almost uncontrollably, then drew her pistol and shot. The bullet ricocheted off his shoulder. She fired again. Another ricochet. "Put down your weapon," he commanded. He lumbered towards her, gaining speed. "Get him, Grace," she hissed. Her hound leapt, but he swatted the dog aside with his metal arm. "Grace!" Hackendotter screamed, but the hound hit the rocky ground hard and didn't move again. She was about to charge at the soldier, but drew up short. There was only one way out. She fled, straight for the Crystal Palace.